Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Word for Word, and I am Pastor Steve. And this is for Monday, October the 3rd, 2016. And this is not only a weekly Shabbat, but is a high Shabbat, a Shabbat Shabbaton. And at sundown last night on the 2nd began the Feast of Tabernacles. Chag Sukkot, Chag being feast, Sukkot being booths. This is a commanded feast for all of Israel. It is to be observed yearly. And I will read to you the commandment in Hebrew first and then in English from Leviticus chapter 23, verses 34, 35, and 36. Daber el bnei Israel l'mor b'kamisha asar yom l'kodesh Hashbi'i hazeh chag ha-sukot shiba'at yomim la-yahweh. Bayom ha-reshon mikra kodesh kol maleketh aboda lo ta'asu. Shiba'at yomim tachribu ishe la-yahweh bayom ha-shemini. Mikra kodesh yihye lakem v'hikrabetem ishe la-yahweh. Atzareth hiv kol meleketh aboda lo ta'asu. I will now read that in English so you can figure out what I said to you in Hebrew. I read the Hebrew so that no one can refute this commandment. Verse 34, speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of Sukkot for 7 days unto Yahweh. It's a Daber el bnei Israel lemor. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this 7th month, Bakamisha asar yom lakodesh, Hashabi'i hazeh. Hazeh means this. Shall be the Feast of Sukkot, Chag HaSukkot, for 7 days, Shiva'at Yomim to Yahweh, La Yahweh. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. HaRishon being the first and Bayom being the first. The holy is 6944, that's Kodesh, and a convocation being Mikra, a holy calling. You shall do no servile work. Kol meleketh aboda lo ta'asu. All servile, all work of service, meleketh aboda, you shall not, lo, do, ta'asu. 7 days, getting away from me here. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Shiva'ath yomim takaribu ishe la Yahweh bayom hashemini. That's 7 days. You shall offer an offering made by fire, ishe, that's one word, to Yahweh. By Yom HaShemini, on the eighth day, Hiv Mikra Kodesh, again, a holy convocation, shall be Yihyeh Lachem to you, and you shall offer Wehikrabetem, an offering made by fire, again, Ishe, to Yahweh, La Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly. Atzereth, 6116 in your Hebrew concordance. You shall do no servile work. That's in the English. Kol Melecheth, no all work, aboda, service, of service. Lo, you shall not, ta'asu, do. This is an 8-day feast. It is commanded. It is not a suggestion. It is something that we are to do if we are truly Israel. If you cannot get to an assembly, and you have a house with a yard, you should build a brush shelter out in your yard, and you should eat in it. You should have a little table and chairs in there and eat in it and fellowship with your family, as we did when we were in the wilderness, and you should observe this feast. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It doesn't have to be a permanent structure. It's made with tree limbs and such like that. Palm fronds, if you can get them. Pine branches for the roof to shelter. They weren't troubled with a lot of rain out in the wilderness. I will be gone for the whole feast, and I will be living in a tent, and I'll have it decorated with pine branches and little things and stuff like that, and I will be observing with my fellow Israelites the entire feast. So this is pre-recorded because I'm going to be gone. I do these things. I'm serious about it. I try to obey. Do the best you can. Okay? Do the best you can. These things are important that we keep them because we are a set apart people. We are a set apart race of people. All Yahweh really wants from us is obedience. We are in dispersion as punishment because we're in apostasy and we've got all these Judeo-Christian churches teaching that all the stuff is done away with. We don't have to do any of this. Just believe in Jesus and go up to the altar in front of a big congregation and say you're saved, and then you're saved. And you can never be unsaved, and that's false. You can walk away from Yahweh and you lose the part of the covenant. It's all through Scripture. But I just wanted to let you know that through the 10th of this month, it ends on sundown on the 10th. That is the last great day. And that is a holy a day, a high Shabbat. And it's also a weekly Shabbat this year. So right now the Shabbat is on Monday. Next year, sometime I'll have to get into the calendar. It'll change to Tuesday, I believe. That's by the Gregorian calendar. Our calendar is static. The Gregorian calendar calendar days of the week change each year. And the Jews follow their rabbinical calendar, which is way off. And just, you know, whatever. I follow the solar calendar. Whether you do or you don't, that's up to you. But keep the feast. Keep the feast, please. For your benefit. These things are very important to Yahweh. And he reads your heart. And he will know what you're thinking and feeling. He knows these things. So I'll get into chapter 7 here in just a second. I need a hit of coffee. Ah, there we go. I need that, and I need to clear my lungs. When I talk a lot, I have a bronchial problem, as you heard me say. And if I talk a lot, I have a problem breathing, and I have to cough, and I hit the mute button here and take a break. So if you hear silence for a few seconds, you know that I'm trying to be polite. Got my hand on the mouse here on the broadcast computer. Chapter 7 of Deuteronomy, Ele Debarim. These are the words. When brings you Yahweh Elohecha into the land that you go there to possess, and has removed, 5394, many nations from before you, the Hitti, 2850, that's the Hittites, and the Girgashi, 622, that's the Girgashites, and the Emori, 567, that's the Amorites, and the Kanani, 3669, that's the Canaanites, and the Perizi, 6522, that's the Perizzites, and the Kiwi, 2340, those are the Hivites. The Jews have changed the Waw into a Vav, which is improper. They even have butchered the Hebrew. So, and the Yebusi, 2983, they were the original inhabitants of what is called Jerusalem. Seven nations greater, 7227, and mightier, 6099, than you. Well, in verse 1 here of chapter 7, you can reference Acts chapter 13, verse 19. And in chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, you can reference Numbers, chapter 33, verse 55. Verse 2 here. And gives them Yahweh Elohecha, that means your divine being, before you, and you shall smite them, 5221, that means to kill, and utterly destroy, that's 2763, doubled for emphatic usage, and shall not make, 3772, literally to cut, shall not make with them a covenant, 1285, nor show mercy, one word, 2603. We were to exterminate these people. That's coming up. Why? Verse 3, nor make marriages, 2859, with them. Your daughters you shall not give to their sons, nor their daughters take for your sons. Verse 7, 3 means no race mixing, brothers and sisters, none. You are not to turn aside and follow after these non-Israelite people like we are in America today. All these white boys running around as wiggers with their hats on weird and with their pants down around their butt, and all the girls with their little black boyfriend. This is sin. And you wonder why Yahweh's angry. We are not to mix the holy seed line. Why? verse 4. Because they will turn away, 5:4-9:3, your sons from following, 3:10, me to serve, 5:6-7, other, 3:12, Elohim, other divine beings. The mythical gods of these Judeo-Christian churches who are not worshiping Yahweh. They don't know, even know the name. The mythical Jesus, his name is Yahshua. So will kindle, 2:7-4, the anger, 6:3-9, of Yahweh against you and destroy you quickly. Destroy, 8:0-4:5, quickly, 4:1-1:8. He punished us time and time again for doing that. I mean, he gave plagues and fires and earth opened up and swallowed people. And he, I mean, you know, hey, he's a God of wrath too, not just love. Verse 5, therefore this you will do with them. Their altars, 4:1-9:6, you will destroy, 5:4-2:2, and their sacred pillars, 4:6-7:6, you will break down, 7:6-6:5, and their Asherah poles, not groves, Asherah poles, 8:4-2, poles carved for the goddess of fertility, also known as Ishtar, whence comes Easter, for fertility, you shall cut down, 14:38, and their carved idols, 6:4-5:6, you shall burn with fire. Verse 5, you reference Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 3. Their altars you will destroy, their sacred pillars you will break down. What is that on top of your Judeo-Christian church? Oh my! That's a sun pillar for sun worship, for worship on Sunday. Didn't know that? Oh my, now you do. What are you going to do about it? You going to keep going there? Make a choice. No fence straddling. That way, if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. You either are with Yahweh and for him and his covenants, or you are not. There are no shades of gray here, folks. Sorry. Verse 6. Oh my, look at this. Because you are a holy, 6:9-1:8, people, or race, a holy people to Yahweh Elohecha. You has chosen, 9:7:7, Yahweh Elohecha, to be to him a treasured, 5:4-5:9, people. Over, oh my, over all the people that are upon the surface, 6440 of the land, 127, the red soil, Adama. Not because you were more in number, 7230, than all the people, did Yahweh set his love, 2836, upon you to choose, 977 you, because you were the fewest, 4592, of all the people. Let's stop right here. Our white population is diminishing drastically down to the remnant. What was left of all the whole. They have genocided us by their incessant Jewish wars, and through miscegenation, which is race mixing, because if you breed a white with something else, it's not white. The progeny is not white. It's gone. That bloodline is done. verse 8. But because Yahweh loved you, that's 160, and would keep, 8104, the oath, 7621, that he swore, 7650, to your forefathers, has brought you forth, Yahweh, with a mighty hand, and redeemed, 6299, in instance, Yahweh is the Redeemer, from you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharao, king of Mitzrayim. Verse 9, know therefore, because Yahweh Eloheka, that's your divine being, he is the Elohim, Ha Elohim, 430, the divine being, the El, 410, mighty one, Ha El, of faithfulness, 539, Emet, which keeps the covenant with mercy, 2617, to those who love him, 157. The others that don't love him, he keeps nothing. And keep his commandments. Oh my, a stipulation. 4687. Again, I reference what Yeshua Messiah said in the New Testament. If you love me, keep my commandments. Speaking to us, Israelites. He's not talking to the Jews or anybody else. He's talking to us, white folks, to a 1,505 generations, 1755. Verse 10, and it repeats again, and repays 7999 those who hate him, 8130, to their faces, 6440, to destroy them. He will not hold back, 309, from those who hate him. To their face he shall repay them. Again I reference 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, what he's going to do to those people that are not his, that don't know him. Ugly, ugly, ugly fate. Verses 9 and 10 here, you can reference Exodus 20, verses 5 and 6, chapter 34 of Exodus, verses 6 and 7, book of Numbers 14, chapter 14, verse 18, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. Verse 11. This is real clear. You can't get around this. You shall keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments that I command you this day and do them. That's irrefutable right there. They're not done away with. You shall keep them. Verse 12. It shall be at the last, 6118. If you hear, 8085, these judgments, and keep and do them, shall keep Yahweh Eloheka with you the covenant and the mercy that he swore, 7650, to your forefathers. That applies to today, folks. Verse 12 through 16, reference Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 17. If we come back to him in repentance and obey him, he's going to keep the covenants he gave our forefathers. No ifs, no ands, no buts. No lies, no promises. He's going to do it. He said he would redeem us. And he became Yeshua Messiah and gave up his life for us. He's done it. He has kept his word. And he will always keep his word. Yahweh cannot lie. We are his chosen people. None other. We need to start living this. Quit believing all these Jew lies that you're hearing in your Talmud Christian churches. They're not Christian. They're handing you a line of garbage and getting you away from the law, which we're supposed to follow. Law doesn't save us. It just shows Yahweh that we believe. Yeshua laid it down for us. He laid his life down. That's what redeems us. But he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We have to repent, and repentance requires action, not just lip service. As it says in Isaiah, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Well, Yeshua said that too. It's not just lip service. It's not a dog and pony show and some mega church where you run up to the altar and put on a big show before a whole bunch of people and go back out when you leave, and the next day you live your life like nothing has changed. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to become a new man. Put off the old man like dirty garments. And put on the new man. And obey. That's all he wants. Bulls and goats couldn't cover our sin. But Yeshua could. And did. How can you not accept this covenant? Are you crazy? Are you stupid? It's right there in front of you, fence sitters. Balancing between you lukewarm people that he will spew out. Got so many CI people out there that have just made a miraculous change because they believe. And not only do they believe, but because they believe, they do. Faith without works is worthless. You have to start being an Israelite, not just claiming that you're an Israelite. It requires personal commitment on your part, and only you can do it. I can't make you. There's only one kind of control, and that's self-control. You have to choose. That's what this life is all about. It's a choosing ground. Make that decision, please. Verse 13, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your soil, your corn and your new wine and your fresh oil, the increase of your cattle and the flocks of your sheep upon the soil that he swore to your forefathers to give you. Well, we disobeyed, and now we're kicked out of that area. We're dispersed all over the world. Whose fault is that? Not all of us are disobedient, but there's enough of us nationally as a nation of Israel that are disobedient, and we're still being punished, and the good ones among the bad ones. We're all suffering. And the ones that are obedient will be redeemed, and the ones that are not obedient will be dumped in with the goat people. You know, you're not guaranteed anything because you have to repent and change your ways. If you don't change your ways, well, There'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Go to church all your life. Won't do you a bit of good. You worship in vain, as Yeshua said. Verse 14, blessed you shall be of all the peoples. Non-Israelite peoples. You will be blessed, Israel. There shall not be barren males, 6135, or barren females, 6135 again. The first one is Agar, that is male gender, and the second verse is Agarah, that is the female gender. It's the same root word, but just two different, a male gender and a female gender. Or among your beasts, that's your livestock. Listen to this, verse 15. And shall take away, 5493, Yahweh from among you all sickness, 2483. Koli. And all the diseases, 4064. Madwe of Mitzrayim that are harmful, 7451, that you have knowledge of. He shall not put upon you and put upon those, but put upon those who hate you. Who has all these genetic diseases and all these things from all this race mixing? Psychological, neurological, physical, from all the inbreeding and the race mixing that they've done, but the Jews. They are a physical mess. And boy, do they hate us. That's 8130. That's that word. Verse 16, and you shall consume all the people that Yahweh Elohecha gives you. No pity, 2347, of your eye, 5869, shall be upon them. Neither shall you serve, 5647, Elohechem, that's their little g gods, because that will be a snare, 4170, to you. What's happened to us today? We're worshiping idols. Well, I never miss an NFL game. Or I never miss an NBA game. I always watch my team. Oh, you own a team, do you? Yeah, we won. Oh, you played, did you? I don't care to watch large Negroes playing with the ball, personally. I'm sorry. I have better things to do, like read scripture. Verse 17, because if you say in your heart, more numerous, 7227, are these nations than us, how, 349, are we able, 3201, to dispossess them, 3423. Verse 18, do not fear from them. Remember well, 2142 doubled for emphatic usage. What did Yahweh Elohecha to Parao and all Mitzrayim? Remember that. Well, he hasn't lost any strength, folks. He can do the same to our enemy today. Come on, he's Yahweh. There we go. He hasn't lost any of his strength. It's just that he's quiet with us right now because we're not obedient. But I see a great hope. I see more and more and more people coming back. The remnant is growing. We're still going to be a small part of the whole white population, but there's more and more and more, and the faithful that went before us that obeyed, that were believers, they'll be resurrected to eternal life, the ones that are obedient. Verse 19, the great testing, 4531, that you saw with your eyes, and the signs and wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm that brought you forth, of Yahweh Eloheka, so shall do Yahweh Eloheka to all the people that you fear the presence of. All right, well, that applies to today. As I said, read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. He's going to do this to all those that hate us and hate him. Flaming fire, folks, that ain't fun. Verse 20, also the hornet, 6880, shall send Yahweh Eloheka among them until are destroyed are those left that hide themselves, 5641, from your presence. Well, when Yahshua comes back to slay all these evildoers, they're not going to be able to hide either. You see the comparison between then and now? Yahweh is still just as powerful as he ever was. He is the divine being that created the universe. We keep trying to bring him down to our size so we can deal with it with the concept of an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful being. We like to deny that, especially in the liberal society today, and elevate our pathetic science, which has succeeded grandly in poisoning the air, water, and soil. Boy, that's progress, isn't it? We have done so well. And making weapons of mass destruction to slaughter one another and destroy the planet. We're absolutely brilliant. Ah, well, we don't want to humble ourselves. We are an arrogant, stiff-necked people. We were then, we are now. That's why it's so hard to reach a lot of our own folks. I mean, they're white, yeah. And they should want to listen, but if you try to talk to them about what we know in CI, they'll reject you and run away because it rocks their little comfort boat. Oh, you can't say that. That's politically incorrect, man. I might lose my job just for talking with you. Go away from me. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to go watch football and have a beer. Well, nothing wrong with a beer, but, you know, whatever. I don't waste my time on sports. I really don't. It's frivolous. It takes you away from reality. You would be better off spending time teaching scripture to your children. Truthfully. It is up to you to teach your children these things. It says so right in scripture over and over and over. You shall teach your children. Well, do you? Do you sit down with them at length around the kitchen table with scripture? And teach them? If not, why not? Somebody told you, didn't they? You had to be informed, and now you know, so why not let your children know and bring them into the fold? They're not going to learn it in a public school system or in some church that you send them to. They're not going to hear the truth. They have to hear it from you, Israelite. You, as an Israelite, should raise your children, not let them just grow up like weeds. Because that's what they will be. They will be weeds, and they will be worthless, and they will be bundled with the tares. I don't want that for your children. How much more you? You shouldn't want that for them. Verse 21. You shall not be frightened, 6206, from their presence, for Yahweh Eloheka is among you, 7130, and El, 410, a mighty one, divine being, great, 1419, and awesome, 3372, that means fearsome or to be held in awe or revered. Verse 22, and will remove, Yahweh Eloheka, those nations from before you, little, 4592, by little. You may not be able to put an end to them quickly, lest increase, 7235, upon you the living creatures of the field. In other words, dangerous wild beasts. That was then. Well, the whole planet is now heavily populated. And the only one that's going to eliminate all these people, it is beyond our means. We cannot do it with small arms. We're not armed like the military. Yeshua can do it and will. We have waited and waited and waited and waited, not taking actions when we could have. Okay, now we have to rely solely upon Yeshua. We must prepare our people for the tribulation that's going to come. And fix it so our families and brothers and sisters can survive. Got to help one another. All this little squabbling and stuff we have over minute things of doctrine, the main point is Israel needs to help Israel. Even if you disagree or you're not really personally friendly with somebody, they're still your racial brother or sister. And you just have to grit your teeth and help them. That's the way Yahweh has it set up. So, verse 23, but shall give Yahweh Elohim them before you, and shall confuse them, 1949, with a great discomfiture, 4103, until they are destroyed, 8045. That's how he's going to break up this massive opposition that we're facing now. When it comes time of the end, and the grace period ends, and the day of Yahweh comes in his wrath, he will preserve his elect. He will preserve the faithful. And the others, sorry about their bad luck. But shall give... No, I read that. 24. And he shall give their kings into your hand, and shall perish their names from under the sky. There shall not be able to stand, 33:20, a man before you until you have destroyed them. Well, this was our commission that he gave us back then, and we didn't follow through with it. We had an opportunity. We didn't do it. And now we're paying a price for it, because they have increased in numbers again. Verse 25, their carved idols, 64:56, of Elohim, you shall burn in the fire. You shall not desire, 25:30, the silver or the gold upon them, nor take it to you, lest you be snared, 3:3-6:9, in it, because it is an abomination, 8:4-4:1, to Yahweh Elohecha. You don't strip them of the gold or silver that's on them. You throw them in a fire and that's it. And then scatter the ashes and bury it. And the gold or silver is worthless at that point. Verse 26, neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, or you will become a cursed thing, 2764, like it, 3644. You shall utterly detest, 8262, doubled for emphatic usage. You shall utterly detest it, and you shall utterly abhor, 8581, doubled. You shall utterly abhor it, because it is a cursed thing. You were not supposed to bring any of these things in to your home. Now, we've got all these racially alien gods among us, Allah and Buddha and Krishna and all these other stuff. They have taken the Norse kings, Odin, actually Woden, and others, and they have Pigama and ancestor worship. Odin was not a god. He was a king. He was of Israelite stock. He was a physical person. There are records of him. Worshipping him and all this other Asatru or whatever, the Norse, is in error, because the Jews have bombarded our people with all this false information, and they have a lot of our brothers and sisters hating anything to do with Yahweh. They consider him a Jew god. It's Jew religion. No, no, no. It's not Jewish. It's Israelite. And they don't even realize that they are Israel. They are truly Israel. And that is a shame. Well, I'm gonna read through chapter 8. I hope I can make it here. All the commandments that I command you this day, you shall observe and do, so that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that swore Yahweh to your forefathers. Verse 2, and you shall remember all the way that made you to walk Yahweh Eloheka these 40 years in the wilderness, so that you are humbled, 6031, and to prove you, 5254, to know what is in your heart, 3824, to observe his commandments or not. Same deal today, observe his commandments or not. Verse 3 of chapter 8, and he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and made you to eat man, 4478, that's called manna, that you knew not, nor knew your fathers, so that you might know that not upon bread alone lives Adam, but upon all that proceeds, 4161, from the mouth of Yahweh lives Adam. Verse 3, you can look at Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4. Verse 4, your clothing did not grow old upon you, and your feet did not swell these 40 years. He preserved them physically. You shall know in your mind, that's 3824, that's literally the heart, for that as chastens, 3256, a man his children, Yahweh Eloheka chastens you. He's doing it again today. We fell away. Verse 6, you shall observe the commandments of Yahweh Eloheka to walk in his ways and revere him, because Yahweh Eloheka brings you into a land that is good, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, of deepness that go forth from valley plains and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and olive oil and honey, a land that without scarceness, 4544, you shall eat bread, you shall not lack, 2637, anything there, a land that the stones are iron, 1270, and from the hills you may dig, 2672, copper, 5178, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless Yahweh Eloheka for the good land that he has given you. Guard yourselves, lest you forget Yahweh Eloheka, by not guarding his commandments, judgments, and statutes that I command you today. And verses 11 through 16 of chapter 8 reference Hosea 13, verses 5 and 6. Verse 12, lest you eat and become full, and good houses you build and dwell in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have is multiplied, then you are lifted up, 7311, in your mind, 3824. And you forget Yahweh Eloheka, which brought you forth from the land of Mitzrayim, from the house of bondage, who made you walk through the wilderness, great and awesome, poisonous serpents, scorpions, and drought that had no water. Who brought forth water from the rock, 6697, of Flint, 2496. Who had you eat man, 4478, that's manna again, in the wilderness, that did not know your father, so that you might be humbled, so that you might be proved to do you good, 3190, at the latter end, 319, end of the journey, okay? And you might say in your mind, my power, 3581, and the might, 6108, of my hand has caused, 6213, this wealth, 2428. In our arrogance, we would think we did all this stuff. Everything belongs to Yahweh. He gives us everything. Without Him, we would have nothing. It is not our power that does this. All power belongs to Yahweh. Yahweh first, always. Verse 18 of chapter 8. But you shall remember Yahweh Eloheka, because He gives to you the power to have wealth, so that He may establish, 6965, that's caused to stand, His covenant that He swore to your forefathers this day. Verse 19. It shall be, if you forget at all, 7911, doubled for emphatic usage, Yahweh Eloheka, and walk after other Elohim, and serve them, and prostrate before them, that's in worship, I stand witness, 5749, to you today, that you will surely perish. That is 6 and 6 doubled. As the nations that Yahweh destroyed, that's 6 again, before you, so shall you perish, 6 again, because you would, 6118, not listen to the voice of Yahweh Eloheka. Now here in chapter 8, it's warning against Israel getting fat and happy in the new land they were about to possess, and then going into apostasy with pagan idol worship and borrowed local traditions, which they did later on. The Talmud, or studies, as it means in Hebrew, is from Babylon, Babel, and contradicts scriptures many times. And that is what they have introduced into the Judeo-Christian churches. And we are commanded to come out from them, my people, and be you separate. Yeshua Messiah castigated the false priests and Pharisees for following the traditions of men, or the elders, which are all the added-on rabbinical laws that the Talmudists still use today, and they're still adding stuff. They change it around all the time. This warning is still applicable today, as these so-called Christian churches are teaching this garbage that's taught in the seminary schools, which have been infiltrated by these Edomite false priests. And they're observing pagan rites as holidays like Christmas, which is Yule. That's the ascension of Mithra, the sun god. Easter, that's Ishtar Sunday, that's a spring solstice, for fertility rites with the Easter bunnies and the eggs, fertility symbols, and Sunday worship. The Jews are worshiping on Saturn's day, Saturday, or Saturn's day, which is the half man, half goat, the goat demons that I spoke to you about. You shall not sacrifice to goat demons. There has been no scriptural authority for any man to change the Sabbath day. All of this is pagan. Every bit of it. And the true worshipers of Yahweh will not follow them. That's why I follow the solar calendar, which is described in the scripture and in the book of Enoch. Church doctrine may not override scripture, which they have done today. And it is much to the detriment of our people that we have allowed this to happen. It is harmful to us. We must cease this. You can find Yahweh Solar Calendar through the EFR main page website on AngloSaxonIsrael.com. You can search it. It is on there. It is on Yahweh's followers. It is very clear. It's very colorful. If you want to print it out, you have a color printer. It's pretty. I have a copy 3 years in advance of all the days. They don't change with Yahweh's solar calendar. They do with the Gregorian calendar brought in by the Pope. It needs to stop. We need to start obeying and stop calling ourselves Israel and actually start to be Israel. I hope you have a joyous Feast of Tabernacles. I know I will. I'm going to be gone when this is actually broadcast. And really just enjoying the fellowship. So at this time, I will wish Yahweh's blessing upon you. May Yahweh bless and keep you, as the Aharonic blessing said. And may you all keep the feasts, brothers and sisters, and receive the blessing from our Father in heaven, Yahweh. I say to you, praise Yahweh in all things, and Shalom Aleichem, that means peace be unto you, in the name of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh and Yahshua, our kinsman redeemer.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.